The other side as well, graphic design is probably the better one, graphic design or illustration, because the other side of it is, tattooing is not for everyone. You may think that you want to be a tattooist because it looks fucking great. But the second you put that machine in your hand, you're like, oh, I can't do it.
Graphic design and illustration might be better because there's more jobs for graphic designers and illustrators. Not a lot of call for Renaissance paintings these days. No.
Welcome to That Tattoo Show, a weekly YouTube chat show and podcast
in a magazine format.
It combines feature conversations,
how-to guides and personal stories
into about 45 minutes of solution-based entertainment
for tattooists of all levels.
Streaming everywhere, every Sunday.
Anyone can teach you to tattoo.
And that's why That Tattoo Show is all about all the things you have to learn.
Afterwards, we're here to offer professional advice and insight to help you find the best gear
and understand and navigate the often difficult world of being a professional tattooist
and everything that comes with it.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Chris.
Welcome back to another episode. I think we've got a hell of an episode for you this week. I would go as far as to say this might be one of the best episodes we've ever done, but I guess you guys will be the judge of that. But I think before we get into the episode, I probably have to explain a couple of things, and then you'll have a better understanding of what we're how this came about and what we're actually talking about. So we record a bunch of conversations for the show, but we don't like to script them or do too much research because we both think that it's much funnier if you get our initial unresearched opinions or reactions to the thing that we're talking about, because I think it's just it feels more natural to me. The other option would be, you know, two fucking know-it-alls just sitting on a couch telling you all the stuff that they found on the internet about the subject, and we prefer to try and keep it, you know, real, for want of a better term. But occasionally we start talking about something and we realise that there is a potentially much bigger story to be told. And this is one of those times. So what's coming up is a conversation that started about the quality or lack thereof of training in these tattoo schools. But then as we were chatting, we both realised that there were other potential problems with the existence of these things. So after the conversation, me and Chris had another conversation off camera, and we decided that because we both had extra things that we thought, well, hang on a minute, you know, that could be a problem, and that could also be a problem if left unchecked. So of course we had we got the conversation, and that's what's coming up first. And then after that, Chris has made a short film, great little film actually, about his take on the difference between a traditional apprenticeship and going to tattoo school. And then after Chris has had his say, I've kind of added my 10 cents at the end of the show in the form of a show note for the outro, where I'll tell you about some of my fears and worries about this whole tattoo school thing. Because realistically, the tattoo schools and their existence and the lack of quality in the training could mean in the future that there will be even more regulation in this industry. And that's going to be, well, let's be honest, it's just going to be another clusterfuck like Reach was and like Mocha is bound to be. But it's these bad actors that are creating these problems. But before I get ahead of myself, right, is the conversation that me and Chris had about tattoo schools. Oh, hang on. Before I go, there's one thing that I do want to make clear. Me and Chris are in the UK and we're only talking about UK schools because we don't know bugger all about schools anywhere else in the world. This is just based on our opinion, based on the schools that we can see in the UK. I'd love to know if where you live, if you live somewhere different, if there are great tattoo schools and you've got a great system. We'd really love to know about it because the UK system would appear to be an absolute mess. Here's the conversation that we had.
I've been to the Tattoo Academy.
Welcome back to another Shit or Legit. Chris.
You.
Tattoo schools. Shit or legit?
Do you mean tattoo academies? Is that what you're trying
schools,
to say?
Schools, academies, whatever you want to call them, I guess. Shit or legit?
Shit.
So, that was it. That's the end of the show. Thanks, sir. For context, in case they don't have these where you are, and I'm sure they're springing up all over the world, right? Tattoo schools and tattoo academies offering all kinds of training courses for, in my opinion, ridiculous amounts of money. And in some cases, offering some sort of accredited qualifications for you.
Yeah.
Now, on the surface, if you're looking at these, you might be watching this show wanting to become a tattoo apprentice, and you might be looking at it, like a lot of people will, and go, well, I can't really find an apprenticeship anywhere, so I'll go to one of these tattoo schools or tattoo academies. I'll learn to tattoo. I'll get my certificate. I'll go to a tattoo studio.
And then they'll fucking laugh at you and tell you to leave. This is the sad thing, right? It's like these tattoo academies and so on are being like, let's just use the UK, for example, right? There's no formal qualification to be a tattooist in the UK. It's all like, you know, that's the old school apprenticeships and shit like that. So realistically speaking, if you wanted to work in a tattoo studio, you either do an apprenticeship where they teach you how they want to tattoo, right? And so you're at the standard that they want you to be at. The other side of that is if you are a tattooist and you want to go for a job, then you're going to be required to have a minimum shop experience. So like a good example is like we had somebody message us before, fair play to him, sent a nice CV in and all that shit. And he was like, oh, I've done my apprenticeship. And, you know, I'm just looking to work in the shop. And I was just like, okay. I was like, how much shop experience have you got? And he's like, oh, well, only 1 year. I was like, well, how long's your apprenticeship? And he's like, it was 1 year. So some guy had basically paid somebody to teach them the tattoo for a year and then went out looking for jobs. Yeah. And I was just like, really sorry, but we need a minimum of 3 years shop experience before we will let you come into the shop. Because if, and you know, and this is something you need to understand, it's like, you learn to tattoo, a lot of your mistakes that you're going to make are going to be within the first 2 to 3 years of your tattooing career. And if you're going to go to a shop after you've spent 2 weeks in a tattoo school, you're going to make all your mistakes in that shop that you're going to go and work for, so, and they don't want that.
Let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Go on.
How long, for the average person, because everybody's different, right? How long would you say, on average, is the minimum amount of time that you think somebody should take to learn to tattoo? What's the minimum you can get it done in? If, say, somebody comes in and they're an amazing artist and you're going to fast track them, let's get both ends of it.
All right, if they've got the gift, you know, if they are
got the X factor.
Yeah, if they've got the X factor, you know, the golden buzzer.
How quick can they learn?
Like, I think like...
And be tattooing, like professionally tattooing. Go from walking in, going, I'm really, really good at some form of art, I want to learn to tattoo. How quick can you get that person earning money as a tattooist if they are absolutely stunning at all of the art stuff?
You could probably, you know, if they were committed, I think if they were committed and they had the it, like, do you mean they had it, I reckon you could probably get somebody tattooing and earning money within like 8 months, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
However, the types of tattoos that they would be doing would be, you know,
yeah,
small, you know,
yeah,
little candies. So that's
if
like that.
you're that's one on one. Michelangelo good or Da Vinci one on one good, as well. You know what I mean? One on one, and you're so committed, you're going to live and breathe it, and you're already stunning at art. Like you are a, you know, a visionary genius, right? Now, so the other end of that scale, right, which you, to be fair, is probably the rest of us, right? You're just average. You can draw okay. You know, you're like, what's the slowest you think it would take? Somebody who doesn't really have the aptitude, but will work at it. You know, the guy who's not talented, but will put the necessary graft in to get it. You know,
if they've got
no gift for art, but they're going to do the work.
It'd be the same level of time as a degree. It'd be like 2 to 3 years.
Right. So the average, from somebody coming into your shop, the average person, middle of the road, what are we saying? 2 years, they're probably going to be making a bit of money tattooing after a couple of years.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the middle. So what we're saying is, if you're amazing and incredibly gifted, still going to be 6 to 8 months before you start.
And that's one-on-one. That's like not in a classroom.
No, not
classroom.
That's
like literally you sitting with me every fucking day, watching me tattoo, practicing
and doing everything perfectly, like first go almost.
Yeah, and, like, and really practicing constantly practicing skin, like.
So if I told you that, well, I don't need to do any of that, I've got 6 grand, I can learn in a fortnight, what would you say?
Okay,
I've got a certificate that proves it.
I'd say your certificate is about as useful as a fucking toilet paper,
chocolate teapot useful, you know what I mean?
Just fucking wipe your ass here, like.
You know what? Because we, as an industry, Like, we don't recognise any of these qualifications.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, if you walked into a tattoo shop, unless it's one of these fucking, you know, chain shops that think that it's okay to, you know, blanket email people when they, so they don't really care who they get working there. I think a general, normal tattoo shop, if you walked in with one of these certificates, they'd probably laugh at you and be like,
that
you may as well just show me a fucking, an apple. It don't mean shit. Like.
The reason I'm asking Chris this is that this appeared on my radar in the last couple of weeks. There's an academy in the UK that is now claiming to offer accredited qualifications. But I've visited the website.
It's accredited by Dave.
Well, there's no. My first question was, okay, it's accredited. So who's accrediting this? Who's the university, the governing body? What is the accredited qualification? Is it a BSc? Is it a BA? Is it an MVQ?
It's a BS.
What is it in?
Bullshit.
Bullshit certificate. So I thought, okay, well, I can't find that. Maybe I'll go and find who the teachers are, right? Because the studio, where the teachers are so good, like, if it's still going to take you and me 6 months to teach somebody, these guys can teach anybody in 2 weeks to tattoo. They must be amazing tattooists, or amazing teachers, right?
It takes you longer to learn to drive than it takes you to fucking learn to tattoo people.
Yeah.
And it probably takes you longer, right, to be a barber.
Yeah.
Like a barber qualification.
A barber school, right?
Yeah,
so
that's longer
here's the thing,
than fucking
tattooing. So I go and have a look at this. Not only can I not find out who the accreditation is with at all, there's no transparency on this particular website that I was looking at. I can't find any information about who the teachers are, like, so I can go and look at their work, have a look at their careers, see what they've done. There's all kinds of like mad claims made on the websites, and I've looked at a couple of these kind of schools around the world, and they all make these crazy claims, completely unfounded. Now, they might be absolutely right, but they're certainly not being transparent about what they're doing, which worries me deeply. When somebody tells you, like, I'm an amazing teacher and an incredible tattooist with 50 years. Experience, go, the first thing you do is go, well, fucking prove it then.
Because
if I'm going to give you $6,000, then but where's your shop? What did you do? What made you a teacher?
It's like these fucking tattoo life coaches as well. It's like you've got all these tattoo life coaches online being like, oh yeah, subscribe to my fucking whatever bullshit it is they're doing. But they're all just failed tattooists.
So are all these, we're saying that, you know, we pretty much agree these schools at the moment
I
are not
say
legit
thing, though,
shit. Is this just a grift?
Well, this is the thing. If you go to America, I'm pretty sure on that Tattoo Shop Talk group, I've seen a few people saying that in certain states, it is a requirement.
Portland.
That you have to go to a
Portland.
Tattoo school. Yeah, so
definitely.
Unless it's a legal requirement to go to these tattoo schools, they're bullshit. They're literally bullshit. There's no point in going to them.
So if you're sitting here watching this and you're 16 and you want to become a tattooist and you're thinking of going to one of these places and, you know, your mum and dad are going to give you, or maybe you've got it yourself, you know, maybe you've got $6,000 to go and do it. What would be a better way? Because I don't think that's going to do you any good, because you're basically going to spend $6,000 on 2 weeks.
You're better off going to fucking... I always say to people... In the current climate of tattooing, so many people want to be tattooists now. So, and you've really got to make yourself stand out from the crowd. And like, say, for example, if I was to take on an apprentice, if somebody came to me and has gone, I've got my fucking certificate from my tattoo school, I would say, no, thank you. If somebody came to me and said, like, oh, I've got a tattoo gun and I've been tattooing myself in the house, I'd be like, no, thank you. But if somebody came to me and said, I've got a fucking degree in fine art or some sort of graphic design.
There you go.
Here's my portfolio.
Yep.
The fact that they're able to commit to getting a degree shows that they have commitment. And the other side of that as well, it's like, you don't have to fucking teach them to draw.
No.
Because I don't want to have to teach somebody to draw. I want to be able to teach them how to tattoo. You should be able to draw. I that shouldn't be my job. Like,
you should, so you'd be better off then?
Going to get a degree in
going
art.
Going and getting a degree in art.
Get a degree in art.
Do a BA in fine art.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be much
graphic
better
design.
Off with that.
The other side graphic as well, design, graphic design is probably the better one. Graphic design or illustration, because the other side of it is, tattooing is not for everyone. You may think that you want to be a tattooist because it looks fucking great. But the second you put that machine in your hand, you're like, oh, I can't do it.
Graphic design and illustration might be better because there's more jobs for graphic designers and illustrators. Not a lot of call for Renaissance paintings these days. No. You know, I mean, it's just saying that, mate,
AI is fucking hard for people, isn't it?
AI is fucking it all up. So, realistically, at this point, looking at all of these, and, you know, if you own one of these places and you're doing this legit and you are screaming at the TV now telling me that I'm, like, full of shit, by all means, do me a favour, right? Send me an email. We'll have a conversation and you can try and convince me and I'll put it on the show. You can come on the show. You can have your right to reply because right now, I think it's a fucking grift and I think you're a scammer.
They are scammers. They are. It is, they're taking, like, what, $6,000 off somebody and saying that we can teach you to do something. And, like, you can't teach somebody to do something in fucking 2 weeks.
No.
It literally took me longer than fucking 2 weeks to learn. When I learned to drive, I was fucking having, like, double lessons to try and cut that time down.
Yeah.
And it still took me longer to learn to drive than what it takes these fucking title academies.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's fucking stupid.
It doesn't seem legit to me. But the other question I've got for you, right, is because on the surface, it would be very easy to go, because they all look like a grift to me at the moment. They all look like they're there just to rip people off and get money off people who are desperate to become it. They promised the earth, that, like, they overpromise, underdeliver.
Yeah.
There's no transparency in what they're doing. There's no, it doesn't seem right to me that you can claim that something is accredited without telling me what that accreditation is. You know what I mean? Just so you know, I was a university lecturer for a while. So I do have an understanding of this sort of stuff and how this shit works, right? I've taught, marked and, you know, seen students for 3 years, right? So I do know a little bit about how this works, right? It all seems like a bit of a scam, but because I spent a bit of time in education, I do believe that done properly, like say you could get a BA in tattooing, like you could go for 3 years, learn properly, do all
you'd have
of
to have
that.
You'd have to have limited numbers in classes. It would be probably end up costing a lot more than it would to do these fucking rip-off courses, but you would end up getting like only the people.
Well, I mean, the average tuition cost is about $9,000 a year.
It probably costs more than that.
Because
you'd have to limit, that's what I'm saying. It's like to do a proper degree in tattooing, you couldn't have the same class sizes as you would have in, I don't know, like fucking.
I mean, I mean, the music courses.
Hands on.
The music courses, I mean, it's a music university that I taught at. And most of the class sizes were, you know, 20, 30 people.
They'd have to be smaller than that. Unless you had like. Multiple lecturers to be...
Well, you'd have multiple lecturers teaching different modules.
At the same time. So, like, say, there's going to be certain elements of that course, right?
Yeah.
Where you couldn't have one person in a room of 30 people trying to not only deliver a practical fucking demonstration, but also going around monitoring.
So no, the way it would be broken down, if you followed the kind of university model, you would have somebody teaching the history of tattooing, that would be one module. You'd have somebody teaching...
But the
drawing,
practical side of it...
The actual tattooing, like, now, like, you know, because I taught people graphic design.
Yeah.
I'm teaching a class of 15, right? 15 is manageable. Like, I wouldn't mind... I think that if you put 15 young tattooists in a room with me, with practice skin, and I'm able to show them what they've got to do, demonstrate it, you know, you've got a video thing, board, show them what they're doing, and then you walk round, and, like, you can spend... Because each, like, lecture is normally hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. You've got enough time to walk around, spend a bit of time with every student. Now, given that I was teaching pro design software to kids that have never seen it before, because, you know, this was... And you do it year on year, you're building on the skills, you've got learning outcomes that have to happen. Now, I mean, I can't find any information like this from any of these schools that makes me think that this is set up anything like... The college, university
it looks
that I worked
they
at,
all
you know,
look, they look grubby.
Sketchy as fuck, right? So, but I believe, personally, that done properly, you know, if some people got together and went, we're actually going to get it accredited so that you can get a BA in tattooing, I think that could be a really good thing for the industry. But I think we need to... You know, somebody needs to do something about these schools that are being allowed to fucking set up, you know. Because quite honestly, if you got fucking $6,000 and you want to spend 2 weeks to get a bullshit certificate, then send me an email. You can come fucking hang out in my studio for 2 weeks and I'll fucking give you a bullshit certificate and take $6,000 off you.
Fucking right.
Fucking right. I do that every 2 weeks of my life. Because this is what's going on. These are people that are just going, because how many $6,000s? How many people are in the room?
What, like 15 people in class or some shit like that?
I don't even want to do the maths. I can't do that in my head. You know what I mean? But it's a lot, fuck ton of money, right? And it just, feels like, it's bullshit. Just feels wrong to me. It just feels wrong. But I think done properly, it could be really good for the industry. What do you think? Like, comment that down below. Tattoo schools, shit on legit. Could it be a really great thing if it was done well?
You know what that would be, though? That would be a legitimate gatekeeping of tattooing.
Here's an idea. Would you sign up for that tattoo school? Comment down below. Maybe it's something that we should look into and do properly. We'll do three weeks for $5,000.
Through a university, actually do a proper...
Yeah, do it like a proper accreditation. Like, you know, actually, like, so you can walk out of it with a BA or an MVQ. Maybe we could do it as a vocational qualification.
I'm sure you saw someone who's already tried doing that. I'm not... I've seen something online about it, but... It's going to take a lot of doing.
You still run into the problem that even if you walk in with a into a tattoo studio, they'll go, yeah, and that means fuck all to me, mate. You're still going to end up with that.
I did speak to somebody about it the other day, one of my clients. And he was saying about how you can get things accredited.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a way to do it. He said it's going to take a lot of time and it costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Are you interested? Maybe we can, you know.
When we've got like a million members, maybe we can afford to do it.
When we got that play button on the wall.
Yeah.
So what you're saying then, at the moment, tattoo school, shit or legit?
I think tattoo schools are shit because it's likely, and I'm not apologising, I'm like looking at you, I'm saying like people who run tattoo schools are shit tattooists that are trying to make a quick buck because they can't make money tattooing, they don't give a fuck who they get the money off, and they don't give a fuck who gets hurt from the courses that they're giving out, so they are fucking shit. And you are shit as a person for doing these courses, for putting these courses out, so fuck you.
So as you can probably tell, towards the end of that conversation, Chris got pretty irate about this idea. And this happens quite a bit when we, you know, when we start these conversations, and as we start talking together, we realise that maybe there's a much bigger problem than what we initially thought. On his way home, Chris messaged me and said, you know, I'm going to sit down and do some research into this and see what I can find out, because I'm really annoyed about this kind of tattoo school idea. I'm going to find out about the accreditation and, you know, what it means. And I'm going to make a little piece all about the difference between a traditional apprenticeship and a tattoo school and what it offers. And so, unfortunately, as great as that is, because what's coming up is really great. It's a great little film from Chris. You know what this means, don't you? Chris.
The art of tattooing, it's not just a job. You know, and as corny as this might sound, it is a craft. This is not an easy industry to get into. When I first got into tattooing, I was immediately shot down. All the doors I knocked on, I was sent away. I was told that my artwork was not up to scratch. I was not good enough for what they wanted. It was just constant doors being closed. There was this unwritten rule. You go to a tattooist, you get tattooed by them, you build up a rapport, you see if you get on with each other, and you see if you gel. Back then, we didn't have Instagram. We barely had MySpace. And I was really left with just like one option. And that option was just to go home, keep practicing my drawings. Didn't have an iPad then. Pencil, paper, tracing paper. Old school. And hopefully, when I go back, maybe I'll get accepted. I think after, you know, quite a few years of, you know, getting tattooed and trying to get an apprenticeship, a new studio opened up in my hometown. And, you know, after months of hanging around, talking to them, helping them, getting to know them and building a rapport, they finally offered me that chance, you know, that one in a once in a lifetime opportunity. Almost 20 years later, I know, 20 years, I'm still at it. I've met some amazing people along the way. I've also met a lot of people that are absolute dickheads. Now, during this short 20-year span of my career, one thing has been very apparent, and that is the exponential growth of our industry. It is insane. There's more growth in popularity. There is a lot more mainstream acceptance of the tattoo industry. And whether we like to admit that or not, a lot of that is being attributed to TV shows like Miami Ink, Ink Master, London Ink, you know, LA Ink, and all the other ones that are out there. They are a massive factor as to how we've got this mainstream acceptance of our industry. After that explosion, I would say, of, you know, tattoo TV and tattooing becoming more mainstream, the industry just started growing even more. Conventions were getting bigger. They were getting better, and there were a lot more people attending them. Supply companies became more than family-run businesses. You know, they started becoming these big corporations, and just they were just growing in themselves, and they continue to grow now. And with that growth, there's more money, there's more backing. And with all that extra backing, you know, they get to come out with bigger and better products and improve the tattoo industry and everything that we use. Some people think that this was a bad thing for the tattoo industry. And, you know, they might be right in their own way. In most recent years, the tattoo industry, it has experienced a quite significant boom, with Forbes reporting in 2023 that one-third of Americans are tattooed, and the industry is on track to reach a staggering $4 billion in value. Although with this continued growth in popularity, it's attracting a lot more people who are wanting to get into this industry. But at the same time, it's also attracting a lot of people that are wanting to take complete advantage of people's wants and needs to get that foot in the door and get into this amazing industry and this amazing craft. Currently, the demand for apprenticeships, it completely outweighs the availability of apprenticeships. This has led to the emergence of more and more unregulated tattoo schools and tattoo academies that are promising to fast-track people and get them on these courses where they will teach them to tattoo in a matter of 2 to 3 weeks. Now, it used to be that out of all the applicants, it was the cream of the crop. It was the very best out of the list of people that wanted to be a tattooist that would get that shot. There was a standard that was set when somebody would come in. And if you look at me, I got turned away so many times. But that is a good thing because it encouraged me to keep trying to get better and improve. Unfortunately, now, money talks. And, you know, if people are willing to pay to be fast-tracked, there are going to be people willing to take that money off them. Now, I don't know about you, but myself, I think that is disrespectful to the tattoo industry. And, you know, it just goes to show that the people doing it, in my opinion, are not or do not care about the craft of tattooing. They only care about lining their pockets and making that wonga. These courses, however, allow people who would usually not be accepted for an apprenticeship the ability to pursue tattooing. And I'm don't get me wrong, if you love this art form and you really want to get into it, you will find a way. Now, while some instances there could be a diamond in the rough, that's not always the case. And easy access to crash courses often come with a hefty price tag. You know, some courses range from £1,500 right up to £6,000, and they go from anything from, you know, like 2 weeks up to, let's say, a month. You know, some maybe do longer, but, you know, you could be paying like £2,000 to £3,000 for a 2 week course. And this is the bit that really gets me. Some of these companies, these academies, these schools, they are advertising that they're offering a accredited qualification in tattoo artistry or tattooing, whatever they want to call it. Now, unfortunately, for the victims, I'm going to call them, there is no recognized qualification in the UK for tattooing. So this does cause some concern, and it also raises the question of what constitutes a qualification in tattooing when they don't exist. In England, qualifications are regulated by Ofqual, that is a non-ministerial government agency responsible for overseeing all qualifications, examinations and assessments. While, on the other hand, accreditations, they're not regulated, meaning there is no overarching regulator such as Ofqual to ensure standards and compliance. These courses that were being offered with accreditation and being advertised as qualifications, they're not qualifications. They are CPD accredited courses. So qualifications are developed and certified by awarding organizations regulated by Ofqual. These qualifications are then submitted to the Regulated Qualifications Framework, or the RQF, to assess their compliance with necessary criteria and to provide validation of their value to employers and learners. CPD courses, on the other hand, is a different model focused on assisting professionals in tracking and showcasing their ongoing knowledge, skills, and experience throughout their careers. CPD training can take various formats, including events, seminars, conferences, classroom-based learning, and e-learning. Now, a great example of, you know, CBD training in our industry would be seminars. You know, you get, say, your favorite tattooist, who someone who is an expert in their field, and they decide to put on a seminar. You, as a professional tattoo artist, go to that seminar and you gain knowledge and you learn new skills. That is our equivalent of continual professional development. In the context of tattoo crash courses, some companies claim to provide courses that have qualifications that are accredited by CPD UK. However, according to the CPD UK's official website,
continuing professional development can be studied in a variety of ways, including courses, workshops, online learning, and educational events. However, must not be seen as a replacement for a qualification.
And some companies are doing this by sharing misleading information, they're false advertising, and they are using misleading language aimed at capitalizing on people's wants and desires to get into tattooing. It is also possible that these companies and these academies are just trying to capitalize on this ever-growing industry by supplying inadequate training and certification that are not recognized as formal qualifications, but rather they serve as an additional resource for professionals that are just looking to enhance their already existing skill set. This in itself brings along a whole load of issues, specifically when people are giving a short crash course in how to tattoo, then set out into the world thinking the course will land them a job in the tattoo industry, or even giving them the false confidence that they've got enough experience to be able to open up a tattoo shop and just be unleashed upon the public. The danger of this false confidence created by tattoo academies is people who attend crash courses are then left unattended to potentially cause damage and harm to the general public. This in itself has the potential to cause further regulation and restrictions on the tattoo industry, which in the long term could have a negative effect. Just using Wales as an example, you know, in Wales, Cymru, where I am from, there's been a complete overhaul of the tattoo regulations, and this has caused tighter restrictions and control. Now, there are many pros and cons to the new licensing system, but one thing is clear. This has happened due to the increased growth of our industry and the increase of people who lack proper skills and training to be allowed to tattoo the public, which has caused public health incidents. Now, I'm not saying that tattoo schools and academies are to blame for this at all. However, I am saying increased access to unregulated courses that don't have any standardization or regulation to ensure compliance could be a factor. When you have schools putting on a minimum of 2 courses a month with a class of about 15 people each, it makes you think, like, hypothetically, just one academy could be potentially unleashing 330 inadequately trained tattooists each year. And there are quite a few academies in the UK. So it does beg the question, are these academies bad for tattooing? And do the people who run them care more about cash than they care about the wonderful craft of tattooing? It's very clear that while CBD training can be a valuable resource for professionals seeking to enhance their skills, you know, such as increased learning for infection and control, education on anaphylaxis and so on, an accredited CBD course in tattooing is not a genuine qualification. And if sold as such, it is misleading and it is not a suitable replacement, in my opinion, for a proper tattoo apprenticeship. So yeah, I hope that you enjoyed my little ramble and my little discussion on the situation with tattoo schools, because it's pretty wild. You know, there are people out there paying a lot of money, and the chances are they're not going to get a job at the end of it. And also they're being missold and misled by these companies. I'm not saying all of them do it, but there are a lot that do a lot of misleading stuff. So yeah, that's me done. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you again.
And I hope that was a little bit of food for thought. I mean, certainly when I watched it, it made me think of a number of things that worry me. I mean, I think collectively, as the current custodians of the industry, we should be addressing any pressing concerns that threaten the long-term viability and reputation of our industry. The problem with these low-quality training schemes is that they offer, or they promise, fast access to the industry, but they prioritise speed and convenience over substance and depth. And that, they ultimately undermine the professionalism, quality of output, and the public trust that are all essential for the continued success of tattooing. They offer minimal insight, employ inexperienced instructors, and deliver cursory, at best, instruction that doesn't fully prepare apprentices for the complexities of our job. And then as a result, anybody that goes on these courses, as Chris said to you, that has a false sense of professionalism, is actually ill-equipped to meet the demands of being a professional tattooist. And that leads to shit tattoos, safety risks, and lots of pissed off clients. One of my biggest concerns is that if you leave this unchecked for long enough, eventually somebody's going to get hurt. And then that's going to mean that legislators will step in and will begin the process of legislating education in the world of tattooing. And it's over-legislation or heavy-handed legislation that damages the industry, as we've seen with Reach and Mocra, both of which exist not because of the need for legislation, but because of the failings of the ink manufacturers to maintain high standards. And the more this goes on, and as the standards fall and fall in our industry, this will just lead to more and more heavy-handed legislation. And none of us need that. So what do we do about it? What's the answer? Well, I mean, it's probably above my pay grade to give you the complete answer, but my first thought would be, and I think Chris agrees with me, is that we should be returning to and finding a way to give people access to the traditional self-regulated apprentice system that we've had in place for decades. The traditional apprentice program that is gatekept, and I know a lot of people hate that word, but I think in this instance it's required. They serve as a vital mechanism for preserving the integrity and reputation of our industry. And I'm not normally a fan of gatekeeping, but in this instance, I think gatekeeping offers us a massive advantage. We can set high standards for competency and ethical conduct. And done properly, I mean, they maybe need a bit of improvement, but these programs safeguard against an influx of unqualified and underprepared tattooists who will ultimately tarnish the reputation of this craft that we love. And of course, the other thing is that in their own way, I know that gatekeeping is a thing, but with an apprentice program where there's no barrier to entry that's financial, actually the apprentice program promotes diversity, inclusion and equity, because when you take away the financial aspect, because you know a lot of apprentices still to this day work as unpaid interns, the requirements for entry are a passion for the craft and the ability to demonstrate that you love what you're doing, no matter who you are, no matter what colour you are, no matter what race you are, rather than a system where as long as you got the money, you're in. Doesn't seem like the right way to go to me, you know? I'd love to be able to give you, you know, sort of three-step answer for this, of like, if we do this, this and this. But I don't think this is one of those situations. Obviously, we got into this thinking we were just going to have a fun conversation about schools. And actually, it's, well, it certainly gave me and Chris a lot more to think about, you know, a much wider thing of like, you know, why do we get this legislation? I mean, this legislation is going to exist, or further legislation is going to exist because of the failings of bad actors in our industry that shouldn't be here in the first place. What we've got to try and do is weed them out and I guess be noisy about this stuff on forums and on the internet about how bad this is and try and inform younger people that are trying to get into this industry, the best way to get into this job is to go knocking the doors of all of your local tattoo shops. Go to conventions, speak to tattooists, meet people. Don't pay $6,000 for a bullshit certificate that doesn't mean anything. Get into it the right way, and maybe we should, I don't know, maybe we should be pushing that. Like I say, I haven't got the answers. I've just got more fears and worries, you know. Welcome to being on the other side of the curtain. Let us know your thoughts below. What do you think of all this sort of stuff? I mean, obviously, like I said at the top of the show, we can only talk for the English schools. Have you got a good system of education in your country? If you have, tell us about it. You know, does it work where you are? I'd love to hear somebody tell me about, no, we've got tattoo schools and they're great where I am. Tell us your experience. Did you go to one of these tattoo schools? Was it a good experience? Was it a bad experience? And ultimately, what do you think? Should we have tattoo schools or should we have apprentice programs? You know, certainly for my money, I think the apprentice system is much better than what will ultimately become regulated education programs that are about as useful to us as fucking Reach Inc. With that, I'm rambling. I'm sorry, guys. I'd love to give you some answers, and I'd like to be able to tie this up and go, this is the point, but I haven't really. I've just given you a load more questions. Let us know what you think in the comments down below. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I think this is the first time, or maybe the second time, I've ever wrapped up a show on my own, but I promise you Chris is here in spirit. So with that, this has been That Tattoo Show. I've been Paul, and he was Chris, of course. And tell the lawyer, tell the judge, tell the priest, tell these tattoo schools that they're just bad actors and money makers, and they're ultimately going to spell either the end of tattooing or certainly a much more heavily regulated future if they don't fucking stop. And with that, I'll see you next time, guys. Take care. That Tattoo Show is made possible in part with the help of all of our friends. So thank you to Rob from Electrum, to Perry from Total Tattoo Magazine, and to our growing band of executive producers, the Purple Handed Preachers. We can't do this without you, and we appreciate every single one of you. So on behalf of myself and Chris, thank you all sincerely for your help. We really do appreciate it.